We had so much support from our rural stakeholders in Tasmania. So this issue came up with a survey from Tasmanian Women in Agriculture, who brought it to our forum of stakeholders, and there was great interest in supporting the project. So
Now, it's called the Respect in the Workplace Project. Are you surprised that in this day and age, there's still that respect not necessarily there on farms and in workplaces?
yes, it has come as a surprise of how prevalent it is. So some of the surveys that have been undertaken nationally that are stating that 93% of women working in agriculture have been sexually harassed in some form. The Tasmanian Women in Agriculture one found that 3 out of 4 respondents had the same in some form. So there's a significant culture of silence around it, and people are just keeping it under the radar. And a part of this campaign is about bringing it out, talking about it, and making sure that people have the resources to understand and do something about it.
Now, just explain what the campaign entails. I believe there's a couple of videos which people should look at.
Yes, so we've had some great work done by cartoonists. So we have a number of YouTube type videos with some cartoon farm characters that actually, really easy to understand and easy visualisation provide representation of bullying, sexual harassment, and then redemption in a rural workplace setting. We've also got some downloadable posters that are available for the workplace, and some checklists and other resources for both the employer and the workers. The animated characters used were developed, with farm animals to reflect the rural workplace, and hopefully will resonate with people in an easy to understand and capture the messages that we want to portray.
Okay, we'll just pause for a moment. I'll play one of those, and it has to do with the sexual harassment.
Oh, looking good.
Thanks, boss. Almost done. Can you give me a hand with the last ones?
I think I'd rather just enjoy the view, thanks.
Enough.
Respect, manners, decency. Enough said.
And it's interesting to note that the person involved, the person doing the harassing, is portrayed as a pig.
Yes, we have had a lot of a discussion amongst our reference group about who the character would be, and that the workplace pig is the harasser in this instance. So there has been discussion about how they changed behaviour, and the last of the series of videos actually show a very reformed workplace pig as the boss, and a really great boss. So that's great to see.
What a week, eh? We got more work done, and the work we did was better. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. See you all Monday. Good on you, boss. Respect, manners, decency. Nuff said.
All right, Elizabeth, so how do people get access to this workplace project, the Respect in the Workplace?
So all of the resources are available on our Rural Business Tasmania website. Also, they can contact Rural Business Tasmania on 1300 88 3276 if they want some assistance getting those checklists, the posters out, and we're able to provide those as people need them. But certainly everything is there on the website so that they can download that, and there will be a campaign on the TV coming forward through that, and through social media, of course, through the YouTube channel.
And I suppose there's always that age-old problem of being a worker, especially on an isolated farm. And if you are subject to this, calling it out becomes pretty hard, doesn't it? You're likely to lose your job.
Yes, so that's where we, obviously encourage people to talk to their employers to be able to have that, for the employers to have an understanding of what they should be doing, what their legal obligations are, and part of the documents provide a checklist so that that's easier for them to be able to work through. through those areas. But obviously there are still other areas that you can go to. So, picking up the phone if you need to speak to someone, obviously, Rural Alive and Well, Lifeline, those sort of ones, if you are needing some guidance and some support, and utilising the Tasmanian Government resources of WorkSafe and other resources there is really important to go to make sure that you have got some safe avenues to talk about it. Peer support is obviously something, and encouraging that positive behaviour in the workplace.
And there's always that fine line between having a little bit of fun on the job and having a bit of fun at the expense of someone, maybe.
Yes, and just looking for those cues. Like, we don't want to be the fun police, and certainly we understand that there are, some forms that people, would be quite comfortable with. So it's about a matter of knowing the audience that you're working with, having a really respectful and enjoyable workplace that you can have that bit of fun, but not at the expense of a fellow worker.
I think the project's name says it all, the respect in the workplace. Treat people like you want to be treated.
Yes, and certainly I think that really sums it up nicely, that respect and supportive environment that we want to portray in all rural workplaces.